selling the Socialist just some of the events where the Socialist newspaper was sold in the past week. Pontypridd, we sold 20 copies of the Socialist in Pontypridd. Some interesting comments. Corbyn was more popular this week. I think a lot of things should be nationalized. Let's hope Corbyn gets in next time, from a woman with kids in her 40s. Thank goodness for people like you, from a young woman in a coffee shop apron. I gave you a tenner last week in Merthyr, from a guy in his 30s. Nationalize the banks, from a guy in his 50s. A 13-year-old girl signed too. Miriam Camish, carefully Socialist Party South Yorkshire. Boris Johnson visited South Yorkshire on the 13th of September. He was harangued on the streets of Doncaster and heckled at a speech in Rotherham. Socialist Party members joined Public Service Union Unison and others outside the Manor Centre in Rotherham, but Boris was whisked in and out again without us even getting sight of him. As Tim Jones so eloquently puts it, this takes the piss. Boris addressing business leaders over Brexit in relation to the Northern Powerhouse, in a former steel plant, that the Tories destroyed. Yorkshire Socialist Party Oxford Sam from West Papa, who spoke at Oxford Socialist Party's meeting on the 11th of September, compared the brutal treatment of West Papuan independence campaigners by the Indonesian state to the British government at Petaloo 200 years ago. But it is happening every day in West Papua right now. We support the right of West Papuans to self-determination, and support the struggle for a socialist West Papua, as part of a struggle for socialism throughout Indonesia and Southeast Asia. Then an excellent Tories Out campaign stall in Oxford on the 12th of September, selling the Socialist, and raising fighting fund for our campaign work. Lots of interest, and new people at our meeting in the evening. Oxford Socialist Party Birmingham boot out Boris, boot out the Tories, boot out all austerity politicians. That was the message for Birmingham Socialist Party's campaigning in Erdington on the 14th of September. There was working class support from the community for a general election, and for Labour to stand on policies of renationalisation, scrapping universal credit, mass council home building, and real living wage jobs of £10 an hour upwards now. Chris O'Sullivan, Birmingham Socialist Party. Hull Socialists were at Hull Uni on the 16th of September, campaigning for #SOCIALISTCHANGENOTCLIMATECHANGE. Matt Whale, Hull Socialist Party.